The world of a new world order. Okay. All right. So this comes from the Sefer Yareach LaMoadim from Rabbi Yerucham Olshin Shlita, and it's the first in his. There's two volumes. There's a volume of Ma'amarim and there's a volume of Shiurim. So in the volume of Ma'amarim, the very first ma'amar is called Pesach Yom Tov Shel Emuna, and it has some nice connections to Shabbos also. So I figured, why not? This is a good way to prepare ourselves for Shabbos and for Pesach at the same time. Okay, so let's see. Let's see if we can get the Yesod down. The Yesod is going to be one word, really, and that is the word, or the Shoresh, Shin Mem Resh. Let's read inside. Leil Shimurim Lishmor Oso La'avod Bo Lefanav. Leil Pesach Nikra B'Torah HaKadoshah Leil Shimurim. We know that the Torah refers to the night of Pesach as Leil Shimurim. Kedichsiv v'parshas bo leil shimurim hu laHashem. Lutziyah me'eretz Mitzrayim shimurim l'chol b'nei Yisrael l'dorosam. Okay, shimur. Shimur is the operative word. It's a night of guarding, of watching. I'll have to figure out exactly what this term means. U'bebir inyan hashimur kosav haramban zal v'zeh lishono. Shimurim l'chol b'nei Yisrael l'dorosam means shiyishmu oso la'avod bo lefanav. Interesting. We should guard this night, we should maintain this night to serve before Hashem. And how do we serve before Hashem? Ba'achilas ha-Pesach, v'zechiras ha-Nisim, u'leseis halel v'hoda l'shmo. Again, it's a night of avoda, right? She'yishmur oso la'avod bo lefanov. V'shamarta es'achuka hazos. And you should be, so to speak, diligent about these halachos. Right, Shemor es Chodesh Ha'aviv. A lot of Shmira. Shmira seems to be again the magic word when it comes to Pesach. Hare shenemra b'tora azhor miuchedes v'avodas chag ha-Pesach, lasor zaba Shmira me'ula. And again, of course, Shemor Matzah. The whole inyan of Pesach, the degree with which we're nizhar from chametz, also it's a yom tov that comes with a lot of shmira, a lot of focus, a lot of attention. A lot of diligent efforts to make sure that the Yom Tov is proper. Bachilas ha-Pesach, right? Zechiras ha-Nisim, Ha'al v'Hoda, like the Ramban is giving this whole list to us. V'yesh l'havin madua nisiyachta avodas chag ha-Pesach mishar ha-Mo'adim. But we need to understand, what is it about Pesach? Is this just a chametz inyan? Because we have an inyan called chametz, which is not batel. As the Radbaz famously wrote in this tshuva, trying to figure out what is it, why are we so stringent about chametz? Is that why we create an atmosphere of shmira? But shmira, we're saying here, is not just about chametz, it's not just about shmura matzah. It's about being shamur with achilas pesach. It's about being shamur with remembering the miracles. It's about a shmira of halal v'hoda. So we need to understand, what is it about Pesach that is emphasized so many times, this inyan of shmira? And we don't find it by Sukkos, by the Sukkah and the Lulav. We don't find it by Rosh Hashanah with the Shofar. Shalom matzinu behem azharas shmira ba'avodasa. We don't find this emphasis on shmira. Aleph. Furthermore, we can point out, he says, Od hera li chosni harav akadosh of Yisrael Aaron Trau, Shlita. He says, it was pointed out to me by my dear relative, Rabbi Yisrael Aaron Trau, Shlita, that if you look in the Meshech Chachma, the Meshech Chachma notices the same thing about Shabbos. By Shabbos, we also find a lot of Shmira. Right? V'hosef shekach matzanu le'inyan Shabbos shenamar bo Shmira. Meshech Chachma says, u'shmartem es ha-matzos, u'shmartem es ha-avoda hazos, u'shmartem es ha-dvar hazeh, chag ha-matzos tishmor, right? A lot of Shmira. Parshas Kisisa, Parshas Re'eh, Shamar es Chodesh Ha'aviv. But we also find this inyan of Shmira primarily associated with the inyan of Shabbos. Hinei al mitzvah prati yozu nemra Shmira beprat harbe pamim kmo al Shabbos shenemru bo Shmira. Again, these are the words of the Meshech Chachma. Shamur es yom ha-Shabbos. Or like it says, Parshas Tisisa, three times it says Shmira by Shabbos. Parshas Bahar, es Shabbos osai tishmoru. Parshas Kedoshim, es Shabbos osai tishmoru. Right, so again, Shabbos and Pesach share this inyan of Shmira. What's awesome, what the Meshech Chachma writes here, is that this explains something which, you know, I'm always curious about this, and there's a lot of good answers to the question, But why is Pesach called Shabbos? Where is Pesach called Shabbos? Who could tell me where Pesach is called Shabbos? Where do we find that Pesach is called Shabbos? Yeah, no, Nani?
Sfiras Omer.
Right, by Sfiras Omer, exactly. L'chei nikra Pesach Shabbos, like it says, Mimacheras HaShabbos. That's by Sfiras Omer. That's in Parshas Emor, in Jamie's Bar Mitzvah Parsha, which we always like to reference. In Jamie's Bar Mitzvah Parsha, it says, Mimacheras HaShabbos. Right? Usvartem Lachem, start counting Sfira after Shabbos. So if you're a good religious tzeduki, that means you start counting on Sunday. But if you're an Orthodox Jew, Shabbos means what? Shabbos means Shabbos. Shabbos means Pesach. Pesach is called Shabbos. So why is Pesach called Shabbos? Right? Well, now at least we have one link or an explanation in the fact that it shares this common ground of Shmira. Pesach is all about Shmira, and Shabbos is all about Shmira. Okay, so a new pshat, a new understanding as to... A new understanding and can you guys see the new screen? You can't see the new screen, so you will in a second. A little screen sharing issue. Now you do. So now at least we understand again the link between Pesach and Shabbos in terms of a common term, but we need to understand, and again this is where the Maamar is going to continue. What exactly is the deeper meaning behind this link? Again, they both have Shmira. That's great. We get it. That's why Pesach is called Shabbos. We get it. But let's go deeper. He quotes in Oz Beis from the Maharil in his Sefer HaMenhagim. And the Maharil, again, he ups the ante on us and he tells us that when it comes to the Leil HaSeder, he writes very strong Lishonos, Shehizir ma'od b'mitzvahs leil ha-seder yoser mishar kol ha-mitzvahs. Again, the night of the Seder is a night that we take very, very seriously. Darash Mahari Segel. Ksiv Ashrei Adam b'fachei tamid. The Pasuk tells us in Mishle, praiseworthy is the person who is in a state of pachad, a constant state of pachad. Mishmu ara lo yira. Kashin kray adade. At the same time, when you hear bad news, don't be afraid. So, are we supposed to always live with fear and anxiety, trepidation? Or should we be a person who says, you know what, it doesn't matter what's happening in the world, the Kodesh Baruch Hu runs the world, everything's fine. No, so should we be nervous or not? El ratzalomar, ashrei adam mifachei tamid, el dvar mitzvah la'asosa kitikuna. When should we be nervous? Coronavirus? Like Rav Weinberger explained the other day, cautious, absolutely. Nervous? I don't know about nervous. Nervous doesn't help a Jew. Bahala, that's the world of Machsheves Haman. That's a world that can destroy a person. It can make him more susceptible to illness and certainly to sin. But pachad from mitzvos, being anxious that I'm not serving Hashem the right way, that's something that's kedai to be thoughtful about. Kach yehei kol adam chared. Look at these lashonos. Chared be'ema lakayim maimer chachamim shetiknu mitzvos haseder v'ha'agada. Asher adam mefachei tamid means be nervous that you're not serving Hashem well enough. Take your mitzvos very, very seriously. And what is the ultimate example that the Maharil brings us when it comes to making sure you get the Seder night right? Wow, that's something to really be thinking about. The Maharil is telling us that there's something about the Seder night that it's like the most significant mitzvah you're ever going to do. So if you woke up late this morning and you missed Man Kriya Shema, which is at 10:01, right, you should be nervous about that. But if you mess up the Seder, whoa, that's the ultimate thing to be thinking about. And the question is, why do we not find such a similar nusach by any other mitzvah? By any other mode, if you ate chutz l'sukkah, Rachmana Litzlan is the paradigm of zihiras, of shmira and mitzvos. And again, we need to understand why that is. Okay, and we need to develop again this link between Shabbos on the one hand and Pesach on the other hand. So he continues in Oz Gimel with something that we've mentioned many times, and that is the fact that the Chafetz Chaim in his introduction to the third volume of the Mishnah Brura speaks about how central Shabbos is in our life. The Chafetz Chaim gives many examples there, many different ways to prove it. The Chafetz Chaim talks about how we have certain body parts that, Rachmana Litzlan, if we didn't have them functioning properly, we could still live, or if we didn't even have them. God forbid a person works in a factory and his finger gets caught in the machinery, and he loses his pinky. Rachmana litzlan. It's a tragic thing. It's a painful thing. It's an embarrassing thing. It's a difficult thing on so many levels. But his life is still a life. A person who's missing a finger still has a life. There are certain mitzvahs that correspond to essential organs that you can't live without. So we wouldn't say, you know, Rachmana litzlan, God forbid, a person loses a hand, loses a leg. It's a tragedy, but they can still live. A person loses a heart, a person loses their head. You can't live like that. The Chafetz Chaim says mitzvahs correspond to body parts. There are certain body parts that we would be pained to not have, but we could live without. There are other body parts we can't live without. Shabbos is like our head. Shabbos is like our heart. Says the Chafetz Chaim in his Akdama to the Mishnah Brura in the third volume. Ksiv b'Torah zochares yom haShabbos l'kadsho sheishes yomim tavod ki sheishes yomim osa Hashem es haShemayim v'esaaretz. Hora lanu akosav bezeh she'inyan Shabbos hu shoresh ha'amuna. In the words of the Maharsha, which we'll see later on, amuna corresponds to your heart, which I guess means on a certain level Shabbos corresponds to your heart. The same way that the heart is pumping blood to the rest of the body, and the health of the heart is critical for the survival of a person, so too my emuna, which is connected to my experience of Shabbos, is critical to my survival. Right? Shabbos is the shoresh of our emuna. It's the greatest expression every week. When we shut down for Shabbos, we say, the world didn't create itself. Leida sha'olam hu mechudash. The world came into being. There's a creator. The world was not a world that always was, like some early philosophers believed, but it's a world that is relatively new, in the sense that it's a created world. V'kevan shebara hakol hu adon al hakol v'anachnu avadav u'mechuyavim la'asos ritzono u'la'avdo b'chol gufenu v'nishmosenu u'mamoneinu ki hakol shalahu. And therefore we are reminded, says the Chafetz Chaim, that since the world is his, and Shabbos reminds us of that, that means everything is his. My body is his, my soul is his, my money is his. Right? As we've mentioned also in the past, the Remez from the Bnei Yisachar, I think he brings it b'shem Rav Hirshala Zidichover, that the gematria of Ahava, right? Because we have to love Hashem with all our heart, all our soul, and all of our resources, all of our money. So he brings, the Bnei Yisachar brings in his writings by Shabbos, that Ahava b'chol lev, Ahava b'chol nefesh, Ahava b'chol ma'od, is gematria 702, is gematria Shabbos. Because on Shabbos, I remind myself, and I remind Hashem that I get it, that I love you with all my heart, and all my soul, and all my possessions. Right? Tein lo mishalo, give him that which is his. None of it really belongs to us. We have to not pretend that it does. And therefore, says the Chafetz Chaim, V'izhira ha-Torah al shmiras ha-Shabbos yud beiz pa'amim. Wow. 12 times the Torah talks about Shabbos. Again, just like we saw so many lashonos of shmira by Pesach, apparently, that's telling us that Shmira is what Pesach's all about. Right? So anything that the Torah repeats, it's a Ramban in Parshas Mishpatim. If the Torah repeats something even once, there's already a certain chavivas to that. Right? Again, we know it from the fact that we make a big deal out of the repetition of these parshios about the Mishkan. Or that Eliezer Eved Avram, his words are repeated. Or as the Ramban actually, I think, is talking about in Parshas Mishpatim, where the Torah repeats the prohibition of Avodah Zarah, to give teeth to it, to make it more serious. So if the Torah mentions Shabbos 12 times on 12 different occasions, and Chazal tell us that Kol HaMeshamer Es HaShabbos Kilu Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, if you keep Shabbos as if you kept everything, and if you're Mechal Shabbos, you're Kofer B'Chol HaTorah Kula. Why would that be? Says the Chafetz Chaim, for one very simple reason. Because Shabbos is the Shoresh of our Emunah. And therefore, if you don't keep Shabbos properly, if you're not Nizhar on Shabbos, if you're not Shomer Shabbos, if you're not Zohar Shabbos, if you're not thinking about the fact that Hashem spoke about it on 12 different occasions, so then you're missing something in your entire Avodas Hashem. V'chein kasav kalashon hazeh b'sifro Shem Olam. Furthermore, the Chafetz Chaim wrote about this idea in his Sefer Shem Olam, another beautiful Sefer, the Chafetz Chaim. V'hosif b'zeh alashon. Kihu mamish be'inyan Shabbos. Kain hu mamish be'inyan Shabbos. Kihu os hameid shashem yisbarach bara es ha'olam b'shisha yamim v'nach b'yom ha'shvi. V'hu gam kain os al ish yisrael hanosei es neis hatif'eres hazel atzmo. Shumamin Bakarish Barhu Shahu Bore Haolam. When you keep Shabbos, you are declaring, Ani Ma'amin, I believe that a Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu was Mechadesh, the world. Just getting the next screen open for us. Hang tight, Chavra. By keeping Shabbos, you're saying, I believe that a Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Umemeila hu Adona lakol, va'anachnu. I hope you can see the top of page Chaf Gimel. Va'anachnu michuyavim la'asos retzono b'chol nafshenu u'ma'odenu ki akol shalo. So again, the Chafetz Chaim emphasizes this idea again. So this explains, Rav Yoch Malshin says, the reason that the Torah mentions Shmira so many times by Shabbos. Because something that we need to take so seriously, something that is going to define whether I'm in or I'm out, in Kol HaTorah Kula, something which is an expression of emunah, which is the foundation of my entire relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So obviously, again, we're not surprised at this point that the word Shmira comes up so many times by Shabbos. Os Dalet. Al Pi Zeh Hosif HaChavetz Chaim Zatzal. With this, the Chavetz Chaim further explains, Kol HaMeshamer Es HaShabbos Ki'ilu Mekayim Kol HaTorah V'chol HaMechal Al Shabbos Ki'ilu Kofar V'chol HaTorah Kula Ki Hi Shoresh HaEmunah. But we need to understand v'tzarech bi'ur b'zeh. Da'al afsha Shabbos hi shoresh ha'emunah. Okay, granted, Shabbos is emunah. We get it. We understand how it expresses our emunah. But why is keeping Shabbos like kol haTorah kula? And why is being mechal Shabbos like being in violation of kol haTorah kula? So we need to better understand it in our life. So now we come to the Marasha that was Meramiz to a little while ago. We know very well the Gemara in Makos, right? The Gemara at the end of Maseches Makos says there are 613 mitzvos, one of the most beautiful gematrias in Shas, right? Rabbi Simlai says there are 613 mitzvos, and we know that because Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, what's the gematria of Torah? 611. Because we heard the first two directly from Hashem, Anochi and Lo Yi'alecha, right? We heard Mipi HaGvura. And then he, you know, v'chulo, as we just paraphrased. And then the Gemara tells us that different tzaddikim through history came and gave us a focus in mitzvos. David came along and he said 11 mitzvos. Yeshaya Navi came along and said 6 mitzvos. Micha said 3. Yeshaya came again and said 2. Until, of course, Bach, Habakkuk, ve'amidan al achas, v'tzadik, be'emunaso yechya. Habakkuk came along and said, if I have to sum up kol haTorah kula, it's one thing, tzadik v'tzadik be'emunaso yechya. Rashi explains, shebetchila hayu tzadikim v'hayu yecholim lekabel ol mitzvos harbe. Rashi explains, what is this idea? What do you mean, 11 mitzvos? What is this, revisionist Judaism? Now all of a sudden we only do 11 mitzvos? And now we're down to one mitzvah? Rashi explains, bedoros ha'achronim, in the later generations, lo hayu tzadikim kol kach, we weren't such righteous Jews. And therefore, not that chas v'shalom, the mitzvos were nullified, right? But rather, we needed a focus. V'imbau lishmar kulan ein lecha adam shezocha. If we try to do everything, it's such an important Rashi. It's an amazing Rashi. If you think about it, this whole Gemara is an amazing Gemara. Right? To think that on a certain level, these greatest tzaddikim were saying to us, listen, you're not going to be able to do everything. You're not going to, you know, let's just be honest for a second. I don't think anyone in the group right now has been through every siman in Shulchan Aruch, which means there's probably things on a daily basis we're violating that we push it don't know about, right? Halavai will get there. Over the course of a lifetime, we learn it, and hopefully we improve, right? But in the later generations, there's a certain metzias that we're not going to be able to keep up. And therefore, it's not the chas v'shalom that we're more heter, that now, all of a sudden, certain things that we used to take seriously now, you know, all of a sudden it's mutter. It's not mutter. No one's saying it's mutter. But what we're saying is that there has to be a certain focus that these tzaddikim gave us. As the Maharsha explains in the bottom paragraph on the page, Ubir ha-Maharsha, ha-kushya mufursemis b'zeh, v'chiba'u levatel kol shar mitzvos. When Habakkuk came along and said, v'tzaddik be'munaso yichya, what? He was negating all the other things. The Sif Katan and the Mishnah Brewer that you haven't even learned yet, you're no longer bound by. Chas v'shalom. Chalila v'chas to say such a thing. What does it mean? Aval ha'inyan. But rather, what it means is, Shenasan lanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Taryag Mitzvos, Hashem gave us 613, 365 losa say, 248 mitzvos asei. Uva hariboy mitzad amakabel. Why did Hashem give us so many mitzvos? It's mitzad amakabel. It's for us. It's so that my right arm has a focus and my left arm has a focus and my nostrils have a focus, right? And my kneecap has a focus. Every bit of my body is given, so to speak, its mitzvah. Ki mitzad hanosein baruch hu kulam heim kemitzvah achas. From Hashem's perspective, Hashem says, I only needed to say one thing. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. This, by the way, of course, is the famous vart from the Noam Elimelech. Right? That if you look by Kabbalah Satorah, how do we introduce the Aseres HaDibros? How does it begin? Vayedaber Elokim Eskol HaDvarim Ha'ela Leimor. Hashem said all of these things. Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzisichem Eretz Yitzrayim ... But the way that the Rebbe Rav Melech learned it, the way it's printed in the back of the Sefer, in the Noam Elimelech, in the Likutei Shoshana, he has it two places, but it's more clear, I think, in the back. Vayedaber Elokim Eskol HaDvarim Ha'ela. Hashem said all of these things. Leimor. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. In other words, everything is saying Anochi Hashem Elokecha. When you shake a lulav, you're saying Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I believe in God. When you eat kosher, you're saying Anochi Hashem Elokecha. When you wear tzitzis, you're saying Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So from our perspective, so that we don't get bored, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a plethora of things to work on and to focus on and to do. But from the no-saint, from Hashem's perspective, the whole thing is really one thing. It's one big expression of emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By keeping Torah and mitzvos, by living a life of Torah and mitzvos, you're saying, ani ma'amin, I believe, that there's a creator to the world. So with this, Chevra, we can continue on the next page. Page 24. And the Marsha says this idea that, again, that we only needed to hear Anochi and Lo Yelecha, which is, again, two sides of one coin. I am Hashem, your God. Don't believe in other gods. That encompasses the whole story. And therefore, that's what these tzaddikim were doing. They were giving us a focus. The Marsha references Rav Sadia Gaon, if you remember the Rashi in Parshas Mishpatim that he's referring to, that the Aseres HaDibros in a microcosm contain Kol HaTorah Kula. But again, if we compact it even smaller, Anochi Hashem Elokecha contains everything. Does anyone remember what the gematria of Ba Chabakuk Ve'amidan Al Achas is? Who remembers? Ba Chabakuk Ve'amidan Al Achas. It's a line straight out of the Gemara. It's strange, usually we don't make necessarily gematrias out of lines in the Gemara. No, who remembers? Ba Chabakuk. Nope. Ba Rav Moshe Wolfson says, Ba Chabakuk Ve'amidan Al Achas is gematria 9:13. Bidiuk. Ba Chabakuk Ve'amidan Al Achas. Chabako came and made it all one thing. What's 9:13?
Bereshis.
So in other words, what Chabakuk was doing was, he wasn't negating Kol HaTorah Kula, but he was contracting it, he was squeezing it, so to speak, all into that word Bereshis. The same way Rav Elimelech Lezhensky is saying, that the words Anochi Hashem Elokecha, mamish packed into that, is Kol HaTorah Kula. Right? The Aseres HaDibros is Kol HaTorah Kula. Again, each of these tzaddikim were giving us a focus. And therefore he writes, says the Marisha, V'shuv kolal kulam b'mitzvas amuna, shi'ashorash u'makura l'kulam. Rav Sadia Gaon told us the Aseres HaDibros. Again, this is a Rashi in Parshas Mishpatim. He quotes Rasag, he quotes Rav Sadia Gaon. That the Aseres HaDibros are kol HaTorah Kula, but even tighter than that is amuna. Amuna is kol HaTorah Kula. V'tzadik b'amunaso yichya, anochi Hashem Elokecha. That's the whole thing. That becomes the entire focus. So what does that mean? Says the Marsha, Ba Chabakuk v'amidan al achas, v'zel l'shono, v'tzadik b'amunaso yichya shuhu ha'echad ha'yoser kolal l'chol bar Yisrael b'chol eis. This is the most all-encompassing way to give a mission statement to the Jewish people. Or as David HaMelech says, he quotes a few lines later, Kol mitzvosecha emuna. All of your mitzvos are one thing. It's about emuna. Ratzalomar. Shekol ha-mitzvos nechlalim b'mitzvah rishona shehi emuna. Sheshamanu mipi ha-gvura. That word that you heard, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that is the whole thing. That's mamish the whole thing. The Rambam writes in his Perash HaMishnah on Meseches Brachos, continuing in Os Hay, the Rambam writes an amazing thing. The Rambam did write it exactly like this. The Rambam, I believe, wrote the Perush HaMishnah in Arabic. But here's the Hebrew translation of what the Rambam said. And it's an amazing line. The Rambam, who was sensitive to recording and organizing and detailing all the nitty-gritty details of Torah, but the Rambam writes, Perush HaMishnah, the end of Maseches Brachos, Lulei asher kavanasi kishiyavo zecher davar be'inyan ha'emuna levayer bo ma'at. The Rambam says, when it comes to matters of Amunah, when I can find the means to speak about something that's connected even a little bit to Amunah, it's very precious to me. Ki yakar be'enai, lilameid ikar, me'ikari hadas ve'amunah, yoser me'kol asher alamdehu. More than anything that I want to emphasize and reinforce and to teach, the Rambam says, more than anything, the thing that needs to be taught the most, over and over and over again, is Amunah. And based on this idea of the Marsha, we understand why. Says Rav Yerucham Olshin in the bottom paragraph, "Lefi yisod divrei ha-Marsha yesh l'havin ha-dvar, dekeven de-ha-amuna ba-Hashem hu yisod l'chol ha-mitzvot ha-Torah." If Amunah is the foundation upon which Kol HaTorah Kula stands, so memela, when you strengthen the foundation, you give chizuk to the whole building. Harei al yedei limud ukari amunah harei hu lomed klal kol haTorah v'mitzvos kulam. When you strengthen that core that has within it everything, so you strengthen everything. Val yedei zehu meromim hasagosa b'chol chelkei avodas Hashem v'kiyam kol mitzvosav. Ki mitoch chizuk hayisod v'hashoresh l'kol haavoda atmima b'limudo yisbarer v'yisames etza la'adam amitas mitziaso yisbarach. When we were learning the Avodas Pnim earlier this week, I shared a comment from Rav God Eisner, Rav Gadol Eisner, the great tzaddik who was the mashkiach of the Chidush Erim Yeshiva in Tel Aviv after the war, a Holocaust survivor, an amazing Jew, an amazing person. And he writes in his sefer, again it's wrought in his name, he says, when a person has yediya, when you understand ideas, so then your ideas are subject to questions. But Amunah, you can't ask a question on Amunah. So Mameila, if I could bring Amunah into all of the mitzvot that I do, if I am mamin, not only in Amunah, in Hashem, but if I have Amunah in keeping kosher, if I have Amunah in putting on tefillin, if I have Amunah in learning Torah, if I have Amunah in Shmirah Seinayim, if I have Amunah that all these things actually mean something, right? So that shoresh of Amunah is what gives strength to everything. Because you can't ask a question on Amunah. If I believe, you can't knock out belief, even with the strongest kash in the world. Okay, Eliyahu Ezra, what do you want to say before we continue on the top of the next page?
I just wanted to ask, do we have Svarim from Rav Gadol Eisner?
We have a couple of things that were collected. Yeah, there's a Hebrew biography of his life, which is amazing, and then there's a volume called Mesilos God, which is just like an alphabetic arrangement of Torah teachings from him. So yeah, we do have that volume, and another volume called, I don't remember. Two little blue volumes, beautiful, beautiful svar.
Hard to find?
Are they hard to find? I think so. I think at this point they may be a little hard to find. But this chevra knows how to find things, no? I mean, Yoni Friedman found an Avodas Pnim, so after that, anything's possible.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay. Top of page Chafei. So now, says, we're building this Yesod. So says the great Rosh Yeshiva Shlita, says Rav Yerucham Olshin, from Beis Medrash Gavoa in Lakewood. Everyone should be healthy and well in Lakewood. Kol ha-meshamer es ha-shabes ki'ilu makayim kol ha-torah. So now we go back to the words of the Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim told us that keeping Shabbos is like keeping kol ha-torah kula. Why? And the answer is very obvious to us now. Because Shabbos is synonymous with Emunah. And therefore, just like we learned that Amunah really is the foundation of everything, and being Mechazik, Amunah strengthens everything. And like the Rambam said, more than anything I want to teach you, I want to teach you to be a Ma'amin. So if Shabbos is, so to speak, the main mitzvah that expresses our Amunah, and that's why Shabbos is emphasized so many times in the Torah, 12 separate times in the Torah, Memela, when you keep Shabbos, that is keeping Amunah, and that's keeping Kol HaTorah Kula. Okay, good. So now, chevra, we come back to Pesach. Because really, we began the Maamar by wondering, what is the link What is the connection between the Shmira of Shabbos and the Shmira of Pesach? And why are they both emphasized so much? So says the Rosh Yeshiva, says Rabbi Yochum Olshin Shalita in Oz Zayin. Al pi yisod divrei HaChavetz Chaim Zatzal. Now we understand that Shmira Shabbos is what is a Shmira of Amunah. So is Pesach not the same thing? It is the same thing. Shmira HaPesach, which is also Amunah, the birth of Klal Yisrael, their first encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a clear way. Lachein Zachru, therefore it's repeated and it's mentioned many, many times in the Torah that Pesach and its mitzvos, Shmira, Shmira, Shmira. Take Pesach very seriously. Because Pesach, it's not just the foundation in terms of it being the beginning of the calendar year, which it also is. Chodesh Nisan, HaChodesh Zeh Lachem, Rosh Chadashim, Rishon Hu Lachem L'Chad She'ashana, it's putting down a new floor for the new year. But more than that, Dinei Yesod V'Shoresh Avodas Chag HaPesach U'Mitzvoseh, Hu Chizuk HaAmuna BaHashem, Mitoch Hizbonelis B'Inyonei Yetzias Mitzrayim, When we sit and we close our eyes at the Seder and we picture Dam, Tzvardeya, Kinim, Aro, when we picture Chayav Adam Liros Asatzmo and Laharos Asatzmo, to act it out, to display my reliving of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that says, yeah, Ani Ma'amin. That's a declaration that Ani Ma'amin. Ve'ikr ha'amuna tolei b'Yetzias Mitzrayim ki l'shono ha'nifla shal ha'arach ha'shulchan. Rabbi, so I give a round of applause for the Aruch HaShulchan, whose yard site was this week. We didn't talk about the Aruch HaShulchan enough this week. But the Halig Aruch HaShulchan, whose Sefer of Halacha, before there was a Mishnah Berurah, we had an Aruch HaShulchan to guide Klal Yisrael. Meaning before the popularity of the Mishnah Berurah, the Aruch HaShulchan was the go-to Sefer. It's such a underappreciated sometimes in our world, such an underappreciated Sefer, such an amazing resource for Halacha. And tough Ayin Beis. Even though typically Vishinantam Livanecha means, like the Gemara says in Kedushin, your sons and not your daughters. In terms of the formal obligation to educate your children, in terms of teaching Torah. Again, Bizman HaZeh, we have Baruch Hashem, many women learning Torah in the right way, and it's a chashuv thing, and the Chafetz Chaim himself was very supportive of it. Chafetz Chaim encouraged it. Sara Schneer's yard site's coming up this week. So we have to, you know, Sara Schneer, Zachar Latov, to remember the goodness of the Beis Yaakov movement. Right? But on a simple level, there's a certain chinuch habanim that does not apply to habanos on a Torah level. Mikol makum, but says the Aruch HaShulchan, there's one very, very significant exception to the rule, where the focus of formally educating our daughters takes place, and that is at the Leil Seder. The Seder night is for everyone. Everyone's invited to the table. Men, women, children, young and old. Mikol makum b'leil Pesach. Sarach l'chanchan gamkin. We need to formally focus on educating our children, all of our children. You know why? Because it's not just a sugya in Bava Kama, which for whatever reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decreed that men need to know and women don't need to know in the same way. But when it comes to Yetzias Mitzrayim, everyone needs to have that sugya down klar, because your emuna is dependent upon it. The mitzvos leil haseder. What's the Aruch HaShulchan telling us here? That this night is the night of teaching emuna. We have two yamim tovim where we teach emuna, Pesach and Sukkos. The way that the Svarim explain it, Sukkos we teach emuna to the world. We go out to the world. We set up shop. We put our sukkah out in the world. Actually, I'm just hopping now. Did anyone hear last night's shir? Who was on the thing last night? Anyone on the thing last night? So last night we were explaining how the difference between Chanukah and Shabbos is that Chanukah we shine our lights out to the world, and Rav Pinchas Koritzer taught the Baal Shem Tov that on Shabbos we close the curtains to keep the light in. So I just hopped something gewaldic. The Svarim say, Rav Karlenstein writes in his Sefer, I think it's in the Sukkos volume, he says that on Sukkos we teach Amunah to the world, we bring our Sukkah out to the street. On Pesach, we bring Amunah in. Everyone gathers around the table, the family comes together, right? We invite people in, Kol Dichvin Yesev Yechol, come on in, but we're not shining outwards, we're bringing it in. So it's Gevaldik. We know that there are many links between what? Between Sukkos, which is 8 days, and Chanukah, which is 8 days. So Sukkot and Hanukkah are both Yom Tov, and where we radiate outwards. We bring our sukkah out to the street to show the world we believe in Hashem. We shine the light of the menorah out to the street to say that we believe in Hashem. Pesach, which is called Shabbos, Mimachras HaShabbos, right? Just like on Shabbos you're supposed to close the curtains and keep the light of the neros in, so Pesach also, it's about turning inward. And it's about not being mechazik the world that there's a God. It's about making sure that we're mechazik ourselves, that every child sits at the table, and by the way, a child doesn't have to be a little kid. A child could be a 90-year-old, you know, alter yid, right? But that every Jewish person with a tmimus of a child, with the innocence and purity of a child, is able to come to the Pesach Seder and be mechazik, those yesodos and amunah. That's what the Yom Tov of Pesach is all about. Says Rav Yerucha Molshim on the top of page 26, V'chein matzanu b'lashon b'sefer achinuch, the kol mitzvos chag ha-pesach ba'u l'chazik es ha-amunah. The Sefer Achinuch writes in many places. Does everyone see page 26? Thumbs up if it's working. Okay, good. The Sefer Achinuch says by so many mitzvos that all of the details of the mitzvos of Pesach are to be mechazik amunah. He writes in mitzvah Chaf Aleph, by the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, L'saper be'inyin Yetzias Mitzrayim b'leil chamisha asar b'nisan kol echad kefit zachos l'shono, each person according to his clear ability to transmit these ideas, u'lahalel u'lishabeach Hashem yisbarach al kol anisim she'asol lanu, to thank Hashem for all the miracles he did for us there. Shenamar v'igadata levincha, teach it to your children clearly. Mishar she mitzvah zu, mashakosa b'karon Pesach. And what is the essence of this mitzvah? Go look what I wrote in Mitzvah Hay by Karban Pesach. What did he write in Mitzvah Hay by Karban Pesach? Mishar she mitzvah zu, kedei she yizkru ha-yehudim la'olam, hanisim ha-gadolim, she'asa lahem Hashem yizbarach v'yasiyas v'trayim. That we should remember forever and ever, forever and ever, the awesome miracles Hashem did for us in Mitzrayim. How about in Mitzvah Vav, by Achilas Karban Pesach? Again, Mishar she mitzvah zu, what I told you in the previous mitzvah, says the Chinuch. To remember the miracles, remember the miracles, remember the miracles. And says the Chinuch, and if you're wondering, how many times do I have to keep remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim? Why is everything Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim? The answer is, Kihu Yesod Gadol V'Amud Chazak B'Torasenu U'V'Emunasenu. Because this is the pillar upon which Torah is built. This is the pillar upon which our Amunah stands. And therefore, yes, it requires a lot of Shmirah. We go back to it many, many, many times, over and over and over again, to be Mechazik. The same way the Torah was not ashamed to speak about Shabbos on 12 different occasions, so too, when it comes to Pesach, Shmirah and Shmirah and Shmirah and more Shmirah. Says Rav Yerucha Molshim on the next page, in Os Ches, U'memela. So just like the Shmira repeated so many times by Shabbos, as the Chavetz Chaim explained, is Mitzad Chovas Chizuk Emuna, which is the Yesod of Kol HaTorah Kula. So too, the Shmira that's mentioned so many times by Pesach is exactly the same Yesod. It's exactly the same Yesod. On Pesach, we focus on being Mechazik that Emuna over and over and over and over again. Take a look at this footnote over here for a second. In footnote Vav, he says, Amnam, if you look later on in Maimer Tess and in Maimer Yod Aleph of my Sefer, he says, I brought Shashamati, Mashashamati, Megon Rav Yerucham Ginzburg Shlita, who was a grandson of Rav Chatzkel Levenstein. Amazing. Rav Chatzkel's yard site was last Shabbos. Shesiper. And they say about Rav Chatzkel, that he was the last Jew, one of the last Jews to ever really leave Mitzrayim. In other words, Yetzias Mitzrayim was so real to him that Imamish lived it. So we have a tradition here from the grandson of Rav Chatzkel Levenstein, who said that when his grandfather, Rav Chatzkel, was in Mir, Sholo so ha-mashkiach hagon Rav Yerucham Zatzal. Rav Yerucham Levavitz from Mir asked Rav Chatzkel, Ma muto aleinu lahotzi mi'aparshios shel Yetzias Mitzrayim? What are we supposed to take from the parshios of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Right? When you're learning Shemos Ve'era Bo B'Shalach, what's the Iker lesson? So what we're learning right now, the Iker lesson is Emuna in Hashem. But Rav Chatzkel said an interesting thing. V'anala Rav Chatzkel, Shetzvichem Lemor L'Schazik Binyani Emuna. Right? Rav Chatzkel said Emuna. Fine. But Rav Yerucham said back to him, a different shot. V'heishiv lo ha-mashkiach ha-gon Rav Yerucham Zatzal, she-be-emes ha-ikar tzrichim li-his-orer mi-yitzias Mitzrayim hu inyun ha-avdus. And I think actually we had a shiur, maybe last year or 2 years ago, about this inyan in regards to Pesach. You have to check the records. Nani and Yosef, you have to check the records. I think we had a shiur on how Pesach teaches us what it really means to be an Eved Hashem. Right? Because the whole Yitzias Mitzrayim, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God, Emuna, Asher Etzeisicha Mibes Avadim, I took you from being what? From being a slave to Mitzrayim to be an Eved to me, Avadai Heim, to become Avadai Heim, V'lo Avadim La'Avadim. Right? So, an interesting, you know, machlokes, sort of, in quotations, between Rav Chatzkel and Rav Yerucham. What is the main lesson? Is it like we're emphasizing here Amuna, or is it to be an Eved Hashem? Who knows the remez I'm about to say? Come on, someone make me proud. Is there a difference between Amuna and being an Eved Hashem? There's no difference between Amuna and Eved Hashem. What's the gematria of Amuna?
102.
What's the gematria of Eved Hashem? Eved Yud Kei Vav Kei, Eved Hashem. 102, that's right. It's one and the same. It's really the same thing. So the two are saying the same thing. Right? Because if I have real emuna in Hashem, then how could I not be an Eved Hashem? How could I not be committed and loyal to a Kodesh Baruch Hu? If I actually believe in Him, so how could I ever not keep, you know, anything that He says in the Torah? But again, this is the connection between Pesach and Shabbos. So says Rav Yerucham Olshin on page 28, we're on the second to last page of the Maimer in Os Tes. He writes, Al Piza Yesh Lahavin Mashevanu La'el Meha'maril. We began by reading a very extreme comment to the Maharil. The Maharil who said, the Pesach Seder, Asher Eldim Befachei Tamid. I don't have the remez yet. I don't know what the gematria of Asher Eldim Befachei Tamid is, but I'm sure someone out there is working on it, and you'll let me know what the number is. But Asher Eldim Befachei Tamid says the Maharil, the Heilige Maharil, that if I have to pick one mitzvah that is going to be the ultimate expression of Asher Eldim Befachei Tamid, take it so seriously, it's Leil HaSeder. Why? We asked, why Leil HaSeder? Why is it so precious? But the answer is very clear to us now. To the degree that a person keeps the Seder, Pesach, which is called Shabbos, which is all about Amuna, that's going to dictate your entire year. Like I mentioned earlier from the in an earlier shiur, we mentioned from the Vision Tzarebi, that when the Vision Tzarebi came to Eretz Yisrael, and he saw that the Jews in the streets of Eretz Yisrael would always use the term Hakol B'Seder, Hakol B'Seder, so he said, ah, these Jews in Israel, they really get it. Because if only we understood how deeply that's true. Hakol B'Seder, everything depends on the Pesach Seder. Your Pesach Seder is going to dictate what the entire year looks like. Okay, bottom paragraph of the page. Va'osif kan davar nifla shereisi b'sefer nesivas shalom. Check that out, Elliot Fuchs. Look how even in Lakewood they learn the nesivas shalom. I saw in the nesivas shalom, v'yesh harbe madregos b'mihiros amuna. There are many levels. Amuna is not either you have it or you don't. There's obviously many levels of being a ma'amin. V'yesh harbe madregos, with many degrees, many levels of b'hiros amuna. Gavoa me'al gavoa b'lisof, layers upon layers. Yoser, right? Yoser nohir v'yoser bahir v'ad lebihiras shehi kamara einayim lamalamiza. There are levels upon levels to the point where you can reach a level of, you know, mamish seeing Hakadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol, like Moshe Rabbeinu. For Rabbeinu Hakadoshim amru, and the Nesivas Shalom said something that Rav Yerucham Olshin said I was very nispal from. The Nesivas Shalom writes the mash et tzadik echad yoser nala mechavero hu lefi shehamuna yoser behira etzlo. Who reaches a higher level in Avodas Hashem? Who becomes a bigger tzaddik? How do you become a bigger tzaddik? The more clear your amuna is, the bigger a tzaddik you're going to be. The biggest tzaddikim had the greatest amuna. V'keivan she'ikr madrego seyem shal tzaddikim. Hu behiras ha'amuna. Ba'Hashem, move on ma'od. So now we understand. Ha'ema v'acherda. The trepidation with which we go into Leil HaSeder. Knowing that again, that this is the night to stockpile Amunah. And if I stockpile Amunah in the right way, it's going to impact every single thing that I do over the course of the year. And it's going to define my tzidkus. V'ameich kulam tzadikim. Every Jew's a ma'amin. But there's madregos when it comes to Amunah. Last page. On the final page, he wraps up by quoting from Rav Yerucham of Mir, again, a tradition that we have from the Saba of Kelm, from the altar of Kelm. We know that at the Seder, we're supposed to sit there until we literally fall asleep. As much as we can talking, kol amarba lesaper, hareza meshubach. The more you share, the more you talk, the better. Right? It's like the Pasuk says, he'amanti ki adaber. The more you talk, the more you talk about inyanei amuna, what's wrong? You don't see the page? Oh, you do see the page. You don't hear me? We're good. Okay, we're good. He'amanti ki adaber, they say from the Bali Musar, he'amanti, when you talk about amuna, right? Ki adaber. I said that wrong. Ki adaber, the more you talk about it, he'amanti, the more you believe. So, kol amar belesaper hareza meshubach. The more a person talks and talks and talks in Yanei Amunah at the Seder, hareza meshubach, it is better. So what is the Zeh? We learned in Or Gedaliah this week that the Zeh might be Hashem, Zeh Keli Vanveyu. That was the Sfasemesis Pshat. What does the Altar of Kelm say? Hareza meshubach, dilashon meshubach kai al ha-mesaper. What's meshubach? Not just that the night is better, the mitzvah is better, in some abstract theoretical sense. No. There's something that's going to get better, and that's you. Harei zeh, meshubach. The one who's mesaper. Kol amar b'lesaper. We're done, Yaakov, come. Kol amar b'lesaper. This kid has a clock inside of him. Kol amar b'lesaper. Say good Shabbos to the guys. Kol amar b'lesaper, harei zeh meshubach. Yeah, for sure. The more a person talks about Amunah and Hashem, the better the person. I'm going to do something special that you're going to love. Wait, stay. Don't leave yet. I want to show you something. The more a person talks about Amunah and Hashem, the more he's mechazek everything that he does. And this is the link, again, the Shmira of Shabbos, the Shmira of Pesach, the Amunah of Shabbos, and the Amunah of Pesach. As the Medrash says, no, I'm holding you hostage, like I said in the Ben Ish Chai Shir. I'm holding you hostage. Right? Like it says in this Maimer Chazal that he ends the piece, that the Golios are miskansos bischar Amunah, that the Geula comes in the merit of Amunah. So that's why Chodesh Nisan is a month of Geula. We should be zochah to be ma'aminim in Hashem in the deepest and strongest and clearest of ways. And it should permeate every single thing that we